1357.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I've been trying to figure out how I'm going to begin the program, and I figured it out. And here's how I'm going to begin. We in America, we Americans, regardless of race, religion, sex, or sex orientation, age, your political affiliation, your status in life, whether you're successful or unsuccessful, or upper middle class, lower middle class, legal or illegal, illegal American, whether you're in here legally or illegally, regardless, doesn't matter. If you are in this country, everyone is standing presently at the edge of an abyss. And soon we are going to drop over the edge. This country and everyone in this country, knowingly or unknowingly, we are going to drop over an edge. It's inevitable. We can't stop it. There's no way to prevent it. It's just a matter of when. But already we see signs of the edge, the edge of the abyss that we're about to drop over. Is there a name for the abyss that we're going to fall into? Yes. It's called civil war. And this coming civil war, because it is being pushed, we are being led. The American people are ignorant. The Democrats, the far left, these people, the people on the right, I can't say ignorant, but are being led into a trap. This trap has been planned by people that don't even live in this country. This trap has been planned by powers that be in this country and in Europe. It is a plan that is by a group of secret societies and occultists, Luciferians, Freemasons, people in every branch of the occult. But the ones that are leading it are in Pilgrim Society. I'm going to go to this term, Pilgrim Society. It is this group of people in New York City and in London. They are, you might say, students of Cecil B. Rhodes. He laid out a plan, and they have followed the script. And they are bringing in a new world order. And to do that in America, they must divide the people of this country. So that's why I say that these individuals, not all of them, in the political world in Washington, D.C. Most of them are part of the, are the ones putting together that have been instrumental in bringing this country to the place and the point where we are right now. The abyss that we're going to fall over is called civil war. You can't stop it. Again, you can't stop it. These people have all the, every tool, every apparatus, every facet of the power structure of this country, corporations, non-governmental organizations, foundations, the people that are in places of positions of great power in this country, and they know that it's a philosophy. It is a satanic philosophy. It is a philosophy of control, of power. And they have basically won. They have led these people in this country, Democrats, Republicans, independents, the people that are not in the secret boardrooms, even in the political world, they don't know the depth of the power and the cunning abilities of these type of individuals. But the United States, in this country, the only way they can destroy this country, you have the enemy without. You have the Russians or the Chinese using missiles, submarines, aircraft, satellites, the enemy without, but then you have the adversary within. It's the adversary within, the people that rule things in this country, the adversaries that have planned this war for the, to destroy America and the American people. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit allamericangold.com.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Run in the shadows, damn your love, damn your life. And if you don't love me now, we'll never love me again. I can still hear you say, we're never break the jam.
Okay, we're back, and to finish, this country, we're going to civil war, and the American people that are on both sides have been duped. Both sides have been deceived. Both sides are part of carrying out a plan that people have the people in the Pilgrim Society is part of their strategy. And so it doesn't matter whichever side you're on, it was a plan. And it's in the Bible. It's in the Bible in Revelation chapter 11. There's an Antichrist that is going to make war on all of the Christian people, and he will make war on anybody that does not worship him. It's called the stage 6 of the plans, the age-old plan to... their strategies, six points to the strategy, and the last point is civil war. There's a historian. His name is Victor Davis Hanson. He's a PhD, the Hoover Institution, and here's what he says to prove my point. I read this and I thought exactly. The current media, loosely defined as the old major newspapers like the New York Times, the Washington Post, the network news channels, MSNBC, CNN, PBS, and NPR, the online news aggregators such as Google, Apple, and Yahoo, the social media giants like the old Twitter and Facebook, they are all corrupt. They have adopted in their news coverage a utilitarian view that noble progressive ends justify almost any unethical means to obtain them. The media is unapologetically fused with the Democrat Party and bicoastal liberal elite and progressive agenda. The result is that the public cannot trust the news it hears or reads is either accurate, trust that the news it reads or hears is accurate or true. The news as presented by the outlets has been carefully filtered to suppress narratives deemed inconvenient or antithetical to the political objectives of these entities, while inflating themes deemed useful. In sum, there is no media. It has ceased to exist. The public plods on by assuming as true whatever the Pravda news outlets suppress and as false whatever they cover. Also, knowing that the United States is fast plunging towards stage 6 of the reality of civil war. Now, also there is an American civil rights attorney, John Whitehead. In 1982, he established the Rutherford Institute to protect the rights of Americans, but after 40 years of battling and winning civil rights cases up to the United States Supreme Court, this week, John Whitehead released to the American people the warning letter. In his warning, the Constitution has already been terminated. He states, if there is one point on which there should be no political parsing, no legal jockeying, and no disagreement, it is this. For anyone to advocate terminating or suspending the Constitution is tantamount to a declaration of war against the founding principles of our representative government and the rule of law. Then again, one could well make the case that the Constitution has already been terminated after years on life support, given the extent to which the safeguards enshrined in the Bill of Rights, adopted 231 years ago as a means of protecting the people against government overreach and abuse, have been steadily chipped away at, undermined, eroded, whittled down, and generally discarded with the support of Congress, the White House, and the courts. He goes on, consider for yourself. We are in the grip of martial law. We have what the founders feared most, a standing or permanent army on American soil. This de facto standing army is made up of weaponized, militarized domestic police forces, which look like, dress like, and act like the military. They are armed with guns, ammunition, and military-style equipment. They are authorized to make arrests and are trained in military tactics. He goes on, we are in the government's crosshairs. The U.S. government continues to act as judge, jury, and executioner over a populace that have been prejudged and found guilty, stripped of their rights, and left to suffer at the hands of government, agents, trained to respond with the utmost degree of violence. Consequently, we are at the mercy of law enforcement officers who have almost absolute discretion to decide who is a threat, what constitutes resistance, and how harshly they can deal with the citizens they were appointed to serve and protect. With alarming regularity, unarmed men, women, and children, and even pets, are being gunned down by government, the government's standing army or militarized police, who shoot first and ask questions later. This is why I say we are at the edge of this abyss. I knew it was coming, and I knew we were close, but I now see that we are definitely close. Within a year or two, this is my own comment, my own commentary. I jumped away from the article. My own thought is I knew this was coming. And I knew and have been watching to see, okay, how far away are we? Well, it's been sneaking up on us, but now it has caught us. And the strategy of the powers that be in the New World Order, now they are pouncing. They don't have to wait much longer, and they're not going to wait much longer. We have no to continue. I'm saying less than 2 years before real hardship. We have no real freedom of speech. We are moving fast down a slippery slope to an authoritarian society in which the only options, ideas, and speech expressed are the ones permitted by the government and its corporate cohorts. In more and more cases, the government is declaring war on what should be protected, political speech, whenever it challenges the government's power, whenever it reveals the government's corruption or exposes the government's lies, and encourages the citizenry to push back against the government's many injustices. The ramifications are so far-reaching as to render almost every American who criticizes the government an extremist in word, deed, thought, and or by association. His next point is, we have no due process. The groundwork has been laid for a new kind of government where it won't matter if you're innocent or guilty, whether you're a threat to the nation or even if you're a citizen. What will matter is what the government or whoever happens to be calling the shots at the time thinks. And if the powers that be, and if the powers that be think you're a threat to the nation and should be locked up, then you will be locked up with no access to the protections of our Constitution, which it provides. Example, January 6th. That is the example. I've been watching this, and many, not just myself, I'm just saying that personally, I have been watching what has been happening to this country since 1980, even before that, into the 70s. I was kind of watching what was happening in the world back then, but I began to really watch what was happening in this country. And I have watched incremental steps being taken by each administration it was the birth of a beast. The birth of the America was, you might say, gave birth to something back in the 70s, the 50s, the 60s, right after World War II. And now, this beast, this is what the beast looks like. Now we can define the beast. We can see what the beast is all about. Another point. We no longer have a government of the people, by the people, for the people. In fact, a study conducted by Princeton and Northwestern University concluded that the United States government does not represent the majority of the American citizens. Instead, the study found that the government is ruled by the rich and powerful, or the so-called economic elite. And I did programs in the past about this. Pilgrim Society. The Pilgrim Society. The white Anglo-Saxon Protestants that have ruled this country going back to the 1700s. And they have step by step, they've tried to destroy the government, and when they couldn't destroy it, they took over the presidency. That when they couldn't control the presidents, they would assassinate them. And when they couldn't control the people in other ways, financially through banks, well, then they still controlled us, they still ruled us, and they still rule us to this very day. Instead, the study found that the government is ruled by the rich and powerful, or the so-called economic elite. Moreover, the researchers concluded that policies enacted by this governmental elite nearly always favor special interests and lobbying groups. In other words, we are being ruled by an oligarchy disguised as a democracy. An oligarchy disguised as a democracy. And arguably on our way towards fascism, a form of government where private corporate interests rule, money calls the shots, and the people are seen as mere subjects to be controlled. Another point, we have been saddled with a dictator for life. Secret, unchecked presidential powers acquired through the use of executive orders, decrees, memorandums, proclamations, national security directives, and legislative signing statements, and which can be activated by any sitting president, now enable past, present, and future presidents to operate above the law and beyond the reach of the Constitution. We'll be back in a few minutes. The podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com for the present truth. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
You're listening to KHNC 1360 AM. Please join us Friday mornings from 7 to 9 AM with Kevin LaRusso on Common Nonsense, sponsored by Tactical Civics.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
It's beginning to look a lot.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. You're wondering what to get that special someone for Christmas, and they're a prepper. Wonder no longer. 1360KHNC.com has you covered. Just click on the Patriot Supply button and find that perfect gift for that special someone today.
With plenty of survival products, from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button, only on 1360KHNC.com.
Why does it seem America is slowly sinking? Whose fault is it? It's not the Obamas or the Clintons. It's not the Republicans or the Democrats. It's not corporations, the military, or foreign countries. It's the Federal Reserve, a central banking system made up of private bankers that corrupt and control virtually all aspects of the world's money supply and the economy. All of the major problems of the world can be traced back to the Federal Reserve and central banks of other countries. Hi, I'm Jason with the Patriot Trading Group. Listen to our shows at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Monday through Friday at 1360 KHNC, the Patriot Trading News Hour and Faking the Truth. We sell gold and silver, the best way to protect your hard-earned money. Call us at 800-951-0592 and keep those blood-sucking bankers out of your wallet.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm.
All right, and so I finished off with, we've been saddled with a dictator for life, and this is true, especially in the last seven, with the last seven presidents, excluding Donald Trump to some degree, but what we're saddled with presently is an imposter, and until the person that is going to follow him is ready to destroy the Constitution completely. When the Constitution is destroyed, which will be probably destroyed permanently by this next individual, then we have dropped totally over the abyss, and we're in free fall from that point forward. You know, I was listening. Joe is going to run for president 2024. There's not going to be a 2024 election. There won't be. I do not see any way there can be a 2024 election. The reason I say that is because the powers that are directing this new world government, this new world order, this order of the ages, they already now, since they refused to allow Donald Trump to take his position in his second term as president, he's still the president, he's just not in the White House. The imposter, by him being put in, we now see the power that these people have. We see They have unlimited power. You see, Joe Biden is part of the plan of continuity of government. This was a plan. It was not going to be Kamala Harris. She is faded out into who knows where. She does nothing. She's never seen. They don't care. They don't need a vice president. They're showing the world that this country doesn't need a vice president. The individual that's sitting in the White House, supposedly sitting in the White House, that is the only one that is going to direct anything. And even this individual, he doesn't direct anything. He's being directed. The next individual, that individual will direct whatever he wants to do. So we have been saddled with a dictator for life. The election of presidents has ended. What's going to happen is there's going to be someone who is just going to take power, who I believe already has taken power and is pulling the strings from behind the shadows. And everybody wants to know who that is. Who is that? Who is this individual? Who is this person? Do we know who he is? When was he born? What nationality, or I mean, what race is he? Is he white? Is he black? Is he Hispanic? Is he, what is it? Indian? Who knows? Well, the thing is, the questions are being asked. What is his, do we know who he is? Well, if you've listened to my programs, you know my opinion. My opinion is he's Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama. This is the individual that is in the shadows, I believe. This is the individual that has controlled things in this country, especially the continuity of government agencies, which would be all of the agencies, intelligence agencies, departments of defense, which would be the senior executive services. And that individual, I believe, is coming back. He was responsible for the spying on the camp during on President Trump, on the Trump camp before he became president. He was spying on Donald Trump in 2012 and before 2012, when Trump considered running back then. So he has been spying on Trump, continued to spy on Trump, is continuing to spy on Trump, and in my opinion, in my observation, he's coming back. He will be the final individual at the head of the helm of this country. Now, next point. Unfortunately, we have done this to ourselves. We allowed ourselves to be seduced by the false siren song of politicians promising safety in exchange for relinquishing freedom. We placed our trust in political saviors and failed to ask questions to hold our representatives accountable for abiding by the Constitution. We looked the other way and made excuses while the government amassed an amazing amount of power over us and backed up that power grab with a terrifying amount of military might and weaponry. We got the courts to sanction their actions every step of the way. We chose to let partisan politics divide us and turn us into easy targets for the government's oppression. So that was the end of his talk. And again, this was his name was John Whitehead. He established the Rutherford Institute again in 1982. Now, why would he establish it then? Because he watched what was happening in the 60s, the assassination of the Kennedy family members with what had happened during Tricky Dick Nixon. And it just goes on and on. And so he decided, well, we better have a Rutherford Institute something that can protect the rights of the American people. And I've talked about this before, I'm going to rehearse it again. In the book of 2 Thessalonians, in the Bible, 2 Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul, chapter 2, in the first verses to about verse 10, it talks about the time in which we live. That group of verses right there talks about this decade, this final decade before Christ's return. In the final decade before Jesus Christ returns a second time, there will be a great empire, and this great empire will have a restrainer, something that restrains. The Christian people believe it is the Holy Spirit. It is not the Holy Spirit. It is a document or a law of man. And that restraining document, the most powerful document outside of the Bible, out of the New and Old Testament, would be this Constitution of the United States of America. And it's going to be destroyed. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank, which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com, click on the shop button.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
So I'm going to continue with what I was saying about the Constitution of the United States of America in the Bible, in Paul's writings, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse probably 1 through 10. And it talks about a restrainer, something that restrains, something that holds back evil. And this has been the Constitution. But someone is coming. And that someone, when that individual comes, he's called the man of lawlessness. A lawlessness. And when he comes, he is going to destroy the Constitution because it will prevent him from conquering the nations that won't go along with his coming agenda. He will be the individual that is going to control, direct the New World Order. And those who presently are directing the New World Order, they already are visiting with this individual, but he's the only one that will be able to finish out in a position of power in this nation, in America. And it says that this restrainer, again, some Christians think it is the Holy Spirit. It is not. It is a document written by man for the protection of man in a great empire at the end of the world called America. It is a document written specifically to for decades, for centuries, to protect the Christian people that would live in this country from the government. It was created really in the mind of God to protect the Christians and the churches of God, the lampstands of God in Revelation chapter 1, 2, and 3. That was the purpose of it, and to protect the individuals in the nation from the government. But eventually, this lawless man, this son of perdition, the lawless one, is going to destroy it. And once it's destroyed, this country has gone over the edge. We are in a free fall until the time in which he destroys this nation. And that lawless individual will destroy eventually America, or will eventually destroy America. He will be given the right to destroy this country. If you don't believe me, you can read Revelation chapter 17, the end of the chapter. It says that this individual will make an agreement with 10 other nations, and these other nations, or these 10 other powers, not nations necessarily, but could be nations or powers, they will agree and consent to give all their authority and power to this individual for 1 hour to destroy this woman, to destroy this harlot in Revelation chapter 17. So, anyhow, when I read this article today, I thought, well, it's time to let everyone know that the plan, there is a quick march, they're in fast stride, they are hastily moving to the point where they are going to have everything ready so that when this Constitution is destroyed, everything is set. It's not going to be the Chinese. It's not going to be other nations, military, so much as it's going to be the local police agencies and National Guard and American military. And, of course, they're going to bring in other people, probably mercenaries in that type, in that principle from other nations. But there's something that they're going to use that's even more powerful than these individuals. It will be called AI technology. It will be called technology. It will be called debit, credit, the economic, whole economic, the way that we operate as a nation. And it's going to be draconian. And before, draconian just meant that you would have a society that would have police forces that would carry out all the evil within the society. Like you could say that Russia, the draconian policies in Russia or in China or in Nazi Germany, these were draconian. But they don't compare to what technocracy, the draconian a new type of a draconian system via technocracy, a scientific dictatorship. And we're witnessing it. Where everyone on this station, or not only this station, but elsewhere throughout the country, there are people writing stories, doing YouTubes, much press on this matter of Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and the move toward digital currencies, which will take place. There will be two systems internationally. There'll be the systems that are being used by this country, the Antichrist and the group of nations, which would be mainly the Five Eyes nations, European nations, the Western allies for the most part, Canada, I think Mexico, to some degree, but definitely Canada, the United States, England, European countries, these nations will be under the control umbrella of Antichrist for the most part. The other nations further to the east in Asia, not as much. They'll have a completely different system. And through Central Asia, Eastern Asia, Africa, South America. Okay, we're going to finish out in a few minutes. Hold on, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360 KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Okay, well, we're done for this week, and Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, the Present Truth program, and on Sundays I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program from 9 to noon. Join me on Sunday also. And the podcast for my programs that I host and the other programs for the other hosts here on the station are on 1360KHNC.com. 1360KHNC.com. So we are going to, the Constitution is going to be relieved of duty. The globalists like George Bush Jr., all of the globalists, don't think that Ron DeSantis isn't a globalist. I don't want to lie to you. Many, what he's doing, these people that control everything, yes, they will use individuals who seem to be and do exactly what conservative people want. Don't be deceived. Ron DeSantis is part of the New World Order globalist system. He just has a different role to play. It's the same. Donald Trump, I was trying to saw a little video. Donald Trump is a Pilgrim Society member. No, he is not. And Macron and Boris Johnson, these individuals are affiliated with senior executive services. Donald Trump is not. Obama is. Biden is. All these individuals, the Bushes were, they are affiliated and part of the network of operatives with Pilgrim Society, not Donald Trump. That's why he's hated. That's why they still are continuing. They're vindictive. They will not stop. Donald Trump will have to leave this country to protect himself and his family. But these people, anyhow, I will just finish by saying that I believe in my studies and what I'm watching, what I've been looking at, Barry Satoro is the one that no one is looking at. Barry Satoro is the individual that even the people in the occult, many in the occult, are not aware of. And the liberals, the hard, hard left liberals, they don't see what Barry Satoro is doing behind the scenes. They don't see it. They don't understand it. Everyone is mesmerized, trying to see who is going to be the great coming savior of the Democrat Party New World Order agenda. They're not sure who it is. They think Bill Gates. They're not. George Soros is too old. Kissinger is way too old. This Trudeau, forget it. Nope, there's only one individual that can fill the spot, the position to take America to be the destructive nation she's supposed to be, to make empire so great, greater than any nation ever before. Well, we are at that junction. So, juncture. This is it for this week. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Have a wonderful weekend. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon. Rick Rodriguez. Bye.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TBB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield, or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com, and as always, live sharp.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.